Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We will get to Bill's Trails in a second. Before that, are you a fan of local wine, craft beer, cider, or spirits?
Handcrafted.
Don't miss SIP Nebraska's 12th anniversary celebration next Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th at Mahoney State Park. And join others who share your passion for great drinks. Enjoy unlimited tastings, live music, delicious food, artisans, and lawn games as you celebrate Nebraska's vibrant beverage industry. Choose your ticket package at sipnebraska.com. That's SIP Nebraska next Friday and Saturday at Mahoney State Park in Ashland. Sipnebraska.com.
Incredible. Are you the MC for this? You should be the MC for this.
Yes. No, no, no. I don't.
You would be an incredible MC for this.
I don't MC.
You could MC.
You could MC. Yes, you could.
Welcome to my party, everybody.
SIP Nebraska, and you just kind of.
No. My attention span would not allow me.
I could see you standing up there, just like a heathered gray shirt, black letters. Just SIP.
What am I doing?
This isn't like making you catch a punt. This is what you do.
No.
Yeah.
This is not be intentionally embarrassing anybody. Yeah. Just, hey, promote that we're drinking beers.
You could absolutely MC. You're selling yourself short.
Who do we get a hold of to get you in front
of? Let's not do this.
Let's get you in front of a committee.
I'm sure they have somebody good.
There's a committee. I guarantee there's a committee for this.
They
and I'd like to be part
have
of that.
Like Shimmick or somebody like that.
Probably Shimmick.
They're on top of it.
Probably
SIP,
is.
SIP Nebraska.
Suits.
Rob Fowler.
Yeah.
You know, somebody.
It is it's a cool Parenting Tips Thursday, I believe. And so let's get to Bill's Thrills right now.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by your friends at Trados, the great marketing and crop insurance experts. Go find them at gotrados.com. GOTREDAS.com. Is it a cool parenting tip?
Cool
Thursday
parenting
today, Bill?
Tip. It's very simple. I picked it up this weekend. And then it just got me thinking about the past, especially with my parents little bit. In this, hey, enjoy this day. Hey, enjoy this day. But always remember, groom the room. Mm-hmm. Always remember, groom the room.
Mm-hmm.
Happened this weekend, I was at an event, I told you, with Omaha Gross, which was incredible. But
incredible.
Teach your kids, when you go to a hotel room, that it's not just a free-for-all.
Oh.
Teach your kids to groom the room throughout and when you leave. When you leave a hotel room... That is not. I walked by some rooms and I saw the staff getting. I mean, I looked. It was incredible. It was like a frat party broke out inside.
Oh,
and
boy!
It was like. And I think of my mom. My mom used to make the bed when she left. That's a little much.
Wow.
My mom made the bed.
I have never done that.
The place was better. They probably came in and said, "We're good." That's how good it was.
Gosh, your mom made the bed.
She also always brought her own pillows because Ron liked feather pillows. So she brought her own pillows to the hotel. But teaching your child or your children that to keep, like for myself, I do it every time. All my trash is put away. All my stuff is organized. My towels aren't thrown all over the place. I don't want someone walking in. It's like, oh yeah, we rented the room. That means I got to do whatever I want. That's not how it works. You have to be able to have a plan. Yes, there's going to be some things going to be used. This is going to happen. But to have it like somewhat when someone walks in there, and I do, I always leave some money, something like that. I always have a tip. Probably don't tip enough.
Oh my God, you tip.
I do tip also. I've missed on tipping. All of a sudden, I go like, oh, you know what? I didn't tip or whatever.
Damn, I don't tip.
They have different ways you can do it now. You can actually do it through a QR code now. You can actually tip, which I'm not a fan of that because I don't know where that money's going. Mm-hmm. I'd rather leave it for them.
Dang it.
But when you leave a hotel room, it should be organized. It should not be complete mayhem.
I agree.
You don't have to have your bedspread thrown in the corner. You don't have to. And I mean, some of these things you see.
Why is this over here?
What happened in here? And I said, I learned it from my mom. My mom had, it was, when she left, it was incredible looking.
God, she made the bed.
And when you, she did.
Yeah,
she
that's made, pretty wild.
She made the, everything was better. So it was just.
I've never made.
And the setup was so good when you came. If you stop by her room, her stuff was so pristine, all out, on the counter, all organized. But there were snacks that were laid. It was like there's a bag of chips over there. Oh, no. Things were laid out. It was like a small little buffet of things. So, yeah, it was better times is what it was.
I wonder, how are you guys that way? Do you keep your rooms good?
If I'm leaving the room, I'll have stuff like picked up on the chance that someone's coming in to do, you know, housekeeping.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com. /boxing
or whatever. Otherwise, like if I'm just in the room myself, like it's probably not the most organized.
It's just
fair. I've left some towels on the ground before. Is that a no-no?
That's not horrible. I think the big thing is too, if there's just trash everywhere.
I don't do that.
Everything's put away.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I ever have something like, okay, there's something here, like maybe it's a pizza box or we have a family that's staying there, whatever it is, I always pick everything up and I'll take it down to the main receptacle by the elevators or something. I'm gonna go down to the big big receptacle or whatever and handle it that way. I just want things somewhat organized, just so your kids know that it's not okay. You did. You paid for the room. That's nice. That you paid for it. That's good. It's not mayhem.
Have you ever done anything you felt guilty about when you closed the door and left? Like, not good.
Never have. I never have.
What are you referring to?
I don't think so. We're now into
a conversation that could get uncomfortable.
Yes.
No.
What did you do? What happened in there?
No. I don't think I ever have. I don't think I ever have.
Not like a bathroom situation. Yeah.
All right.
No, there's a few times when I left a little bit, like, this is not perfect, but I don't know. God, that's an interesting.
I have questions, but I think they're better for Alfie.
Troy on YouTube says, "Preach, Bill, and leave a tip for the cleaning crew."
Jeez, I've never done that. I've never left a tip.
Yeah. Even if you leave something,
$10.
That'd be more than enough.
I have it like a resort. Less so if like I'm at a Holiday Inn for one night and then moving on. So I think it's more probably situational.
God dang it! I should leave tip because nowadays you're happy when someone does your room.
Yes. Not a given.
No, it's not a given.
It's kind of almost, I wouldn't say rare, but it's unusual to go to a place. Like I stayed somewhere in Sioux Falls a few weeks ago, and it was one of the few times I can remember where we were only there for Friday, or we were there till Sunday, so Friday night, Saturday night, and we had new towels, clean everything each time. Like that's
really, I've never.
It feels like that's rare.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it does.
And usually, you have to ask.
The Sheraton in Sioux Falls apparently still rolls out.
I'm telling you right now, Sheraton. Sioux Falls has their act together.
I like Sioux Falls.
I've been to Sioux Falls a lot. There's never a time when I had to take my dad to the hospital or we're going to send him to Sioux Falls. I'm like, thank you. I know Sioux Falls has their things organized.
God, it is one of the best feelings in the world when you come back from somewhere, it's your room and it's all made up.
Oh, it is.
It is a good feeling.
Yeah. And you've already got your AC set how you want. You come in, it feels like just a blast of fresh air, cool air.
Scott says on YouTube, stay like you're a guest, which you are, not like you're living in an alley.
Couldn't be more right.
Yeah, thank you, Scott.
I agree with that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I have to think about that alley.
Yeah, it's just alley. Just be real simple. Be real simple.
Zonk in Lincoln. CZONK Zonk says, my mom taught me to tip on hotel room. I travel a lot for work and I always leave cash on the counter.
Okay. Yeah. That's something that, thank you for that.
Well, if, anytime.
$5?
If you're at a resort, also of this, if you're at a resort type of thing and you're going to get service daily, tip right away.
Yeah.
Because that would be like going, hey,
they'll
you'll get treated. Absolutely. You get treated better, just so you know. You will get treated
definitely
much
at the bar.
Better.
You just go up with the big tip right at the beginning of the day, and then you are cutting the line every time.
Oh,
you eat
if you roll up there and just like you said, if you're all inclusive, you're kind of going like, "Hey, we're going to be over here for the next by the pool the next 5-6 hours, and this is for you," and the, or your waitress when she comes by. I thought, "Hey, real quick here," it's like, "Oh yeah, they knocked themselves out of the park." That's another whole conversation.
Jeremy says, "I leave the bed messed up, so they change the sheets. They always need to change the sheets."
They really don't change sheets anymore. If you're there for two nights, or they don't.
Sometimes I think you can request.
You can request. You can always request.
But that extra step feels like a step too far for me.
Yeah,
like I'm not going to call down and be like, "Hey, can I make sure that you know?"
Yeah, I'm not.
I might be like, "Hey, can I get an extra towel brought in or something like that?"
There was a time when you could count on your room being done daily.
Every night.
Yep.
When did that end?
And then generally post COVID,
I'm gonna say that went away before COVID. I think that's probably in the 15s.
Whoa.
I may be wrong.
About 10 years.
I may be wrong. I may be wrong on that.
Do you think,
there
was like the big water conservation thing? I remember that. Like you go into a room and they'd have like their the like placard with their explanation as to how they were saving the environment by not giving you a new towel.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened in Memphis when they didn't have hot water for 3 days.
And they had the van parked out front, though, right? The van was out front. The plumbing van was out front.
And it's still out there.
Still out there. It's still out there.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
The vans, the vans are out there. They're working on it. Oh.
And you try it. It doesn't work. I have no problem with the using of an extra towel. That does not bother me a bit to be like, "Hey, I think a couple extra towels here."
Yeah,
no.
And they should be fine.
No,
with
that doesn't bother me one bit. No.
Okay.
Not one bit.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
Bill, the headline again, please, would you?
Hey, enjoy this day, but always remember, groom the room.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Trados. You got their website, gotredas.com, GOTREDAS.com. The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.